A public library. It is an ongoing media and social project and is initiated by Marcel Mars and Tomislav Medak in 2012 and is based on ideas from open source movement. They are building a repository of digitized books through which they are enabling others to do as well and to share it online. So basically this project is illegal because, you know, they scan books and they make it available online. But it also promotes the idea of public library as a truly public institution offering universal access to knowledge. For example, I don't know if there is a law that says that when a library buys an electronic book, it has to destroy it after a number of lending and then buy another electronic book. And they are actually fighting this notion of not using the medium as the medium could be used for free distribution of knowledge. Public library developed devices for free sharing of books, but also functions as a platform for advocating social solidarity and free access to knowledge. By resisting a restrictive legal regimes for intellectual property, it can be seen as a part of commons movement that resists neoliberal austerity politics and commodification of knowledge, education, and schooling. For the exhibition at Reina Sofia, Really Useful Knowledge, public library production funds were used very unconventionally. They were actually used to build the production fund received by the institution, to build the book scanner at Calafu, which is an anarchist cooperative outside of Barcelona. And you can see here the collaborator of a public library of Marcel, who is building a scanner in Barcelona. And then the books were chosen with a community in Spain, and they were relevant to the themes of exhibition, reciprocal learning and teaching, forms of social and political organization, history of Spanish Civil War, which is still quite suppressed in Spain. And after they were scanned, they were put on the website to increase the pool of books available in Spanish. And in the highly representative building of the Reina Sofia itself, this is all that was seen and exhibited as the exhibit. It was this card, which actually was giving you an information how you can access the website and the books. So by using Artfield as an infrastructure, the project got necessary legitimization by an art institution for what they were doing. Although illegal by law, because it abolishes the copyright, it is a legitimate claim that collectively uses existing public resources and develops new forms of sharing. By working within and with art institutions, public library induced the institutions to return to their initial mission of creating a new common spaces for socialization and for political action. The project develops counterpublics and works with infrastructures, not just physical networks, but shared standards and ideas. It is important that the institutional infrastructure, in this case of the cultural institutions of one of the central national museums in Spain, called after still living Spanish queen, was repurposed both as a material and spatial network and as an ally for supporting various legally and structurally challenging related art practices. Another project that we showed as a part of the exhibition that I would like to talk about is an autonomy cube that was developed by Trevor Paglen and Jacob Applebaum. And this is an installation that within the museum offers free, open access, encrypted internet hotspots that routes internet traffic over the Tor. A volunteer-run global network of servers that enables private, unsurveilled communication. Autonomy Cube prevents so-called traffic analysis, tracking, analyzing, and stealing of our metadata to anticipate people's behavior. In the hands of the surveillance state, this data becomes not only a means of producing our modes of consumption, but also an effective method and weapon of political control. Also, what is really nice, Autonomy Cube visually references minimalist sculpture, specifically Hans Hacke's seminal piece Condensation Cube from 1963-65, but its main creative impulse lies in the affirmative rescue of technology, infrastructures and networks towards potentially liberated accumulation of collective knowledge and action. It operates in tacit alliances with art institutions, develops counterpublics, and works with infrastructures understood not just as physical networks, but as shared standards that constitute points of contact between people. Aesthetic and art historical references serve as a camouflage or tool of strategic infiltration, enabling the expansion of field of influence and projection of a different contingent future. Reina again supported a project at the fringe of legality, at the time when discussions about restrictions and even forbidding of a Tor network were very strong. The exhibition very much also dealt with this tension between usefulness and uselessness, or what we call autonomy of art, and this can be seen in other work by Trevor Paglen that was presented within the exhibition, and this is his prototype for a non-functional satellite, a satellite that would be launched into Earth orbit, but would be without any military, commercial, or even scientific purpose. A satellite that would be an end in itself, just floating in the orbit. Now I would like to go to a project that we did in Gallery Nova with a public library, also to show the how in a small nonprofit space in Zagreb we collaborated very differently than Terena Sofia. So the exhibition itself was set up so that collecting, scanning, and sharing of the books could happen within the gallery space. This was not possible within Terena Sofia. So they could give the funds, they could advocate for the project, that they could advertise project, but they could not just organize illegal scanning within the Reina Sofia premises. And we organized the project in two chapters. The first one gave a visitor, this is Marcel and Tommy, and these are the scanners. So in the first chapter, the visitors had a chance to use the scanners to scan and make available the books that they think should be widely available. We also presented various tactical archives, such as Mayday Rooms from London, the Ignorant Schoolmasters and his committees from Belgrade, Open Digital Repositories Library Genesis, ARG.org, Catalog of Free Books, Digitized Practice, Digitized Works of Midnight Notes Collective from London, and Texts.com. A special activation emphasis was put on the digital repositories UbuWeb and Monoscopes, and we curated several programs based on their archives and material available for them, and also organized a conference with representatives of many of these initiatives where we discussed their scope, sense of direction, and what can be done through a small art institution to support initiatives as such. The exhibition attempted to activate the audience, but equally important was to test its own strength towards the building, articulating, announcing, proposing, or speculating on the broader movement operating against copyright of cultural goods with or in the vicinity of the art field. This challenged the whole notion of the art, and for an art institution, the project's main allure lies especially in this probability of expansion and renegotiation of the art field. The second exhibition that we did as a collaboration with Public Library, or the second chapter, was called Written Off on the occasion of the 20th anniversary of the Operation Storm. It was an exhibition in which we invited the citizens to bring books that were brutally thrown out of the public libraries in the 1990s during the conflict in the Yugoslavia, in the heat of nationalism, so the citizens could bring the books to the gallery so that they be scanned and later available online. During the Civil War and after the breakup of Yugoslavia, several hundreds of thousands of books were removed from public, school, factory and specialized libraries. Socio-political organization, former Yugoslav People's Army centers, and even private collections due to their ideologically undesirable content. So everything that, or many things that we're dealing with, workers' rights, communism, struggle for socialism, that books that were in Cyrillics were just thrown out of the libraries. The exhibition Action Written Off on the occasion of the 20th anniversary of the Operation Storm was based on the data collected from the extensive research on library purification that was gathered in the book by Ante Lešaja called Libricid, The Destruction of Books in Croatia in the 1990s. What Lešaja's book clearly shows is that the destruction of books, as well as destructions of the monuments of the People's Liberation War of the second monuments from the Second World War and the anti-fascist struggle, was not a result of individual actions, as official accounts are trying to argue, but actually a deliberate and systemic activity which symbolically summarized the dominant politics of the 1990s. The books were thrown into rubbish bins, discarded out into the street, destroyed or recycled. Apart from the documentary materials on the book destruction, interventions in the urban space and in the gallery, so we invited citizens, and actually this is one of the, this is a photograph that was shown in the exhibition that actually shows one such garbage of books, and this is the table where people were bringing books. These are, for example, children's books that also dealt with partisan struggle that were thrown out of the libraries. The exhibition took place in summer of 2015 and was timed to coincide with a media frenzy surrounding the official celebration of the anniversary of the military operation that was conducted by the Croatian Armed Forces in 1995, which marked the official end of the civil war in Croatia, officially called by the Croatian nomenklatura the Homeland War. But this Operation Storm was also a time when between 150 and 200,000 people left the country in a refugee convoy over a course of a few days. And it is not something that is discussed in official media, especially not in the celebration. The exhibition Action was organized in collaboration with the Project Public Library, and apart from documentary materials, collected books, and scanners for digitalization, it also included work and performances by several artists like Antonio Grgić, Siniša Ilić, Božena Končić-Badurina, Siniša Labrović, and Luisa Margan. Collection and digitalization of books, their archiving and dissemination, were a symbolic act with which we called upon Croatian public to take its part of responsibility for the consequences of political activities and military actions on the lives and destinies of the individuals, those killed, murdered, the refugees, but also those who are perpetrators and witnesses. This is the work by Siniša Ilić in the exhibition. The exhibition attempted to bring back as many as possible of the thrown out books back to the public archive and made them available to all, and at the same time offered a critique of military celebration, asking questions of ethno-nationalism as other face of neoliberalism. In that way, a collective counter-archive of a erased book often also thematized a social heritage. We hope that through these two exhibitions that we briefly touched upon, we showed a bit about the interventionist aspect of the exhibition format that we try to use to broaden our understanding of the exhibition as medium of education. Instead of advocating the transfer of knowledge as a straightforward one-sided action between educator and recipient, we try to stress the long-term process of engagement while co-creating knowledge collectively. Since the very beginning of our work, learning from artists was crucial, as well as nurturing and using the infrastructure of art to accomplish projects that test and challenge the very institutional boundaries. that involve protagonists in an immersive social process of convivial and communal spaces of solidarity. Thank you very much.